here's a story from The World.
Journalist Maria Ressa is one of many Filipinos targeted by Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. Duterte's regime is blamed for more than 6,000 deaths in the name of his war on drugs. But Duterte's term is soon coming to an end, and though he's still popular, by law he's not allowed to run for another term. Today was the deadline to register for the candidates hoping to replace him. Reporter Ashley Westerman is keeping tabs on this much-anticipated election and joins us now. Welcome, Ashley.
Thanks for having me, Marco.
So who will Filipinos be voting for president in May of next year?
So, Marco, I have a question. Have you ever heard of Manny Pacquiao?
Of course, the boxer.
Yes. So that guy, he's running. Another name you might know is Marcos. Bongbong Marcos is running. He's the son of the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos. Mm. And finally, current vice president and opposition leader Lenny Robredo. Her time as Duterte's VP has been tumultuous because they fundamentally have different beliefs on issues. So she'll be casting herself as an alternative to the last 6 years, particularly when it comes to managing the pandemic. And I want to mention one more candidate, and that's Senator Bota de la Rosa. He's a political ally of Duterte and the former police chief who helped carry out the president's deadly war on drugs.
Ashley, I thought there was another player running here. Duterte's daughter was going to throw her hat in the ring, no?
Yes, that's Sara Duterte, the current mayor of the city of Davao. She's saying she wants to win re-election as mayor, but her father keeps telling the press that she's going to run for president. So it's unclear.
On some level, Ashley, let's face it, a lot of elections are popularity contests, but I can't help but think that the world champion boxer Manny Pacquiao actually has a real advantage here. What do you think?
Yes, I mean, this guy has 12 major world titles, but people in the Philippines also know him as a politician for over a decade. He's been a representative and a senator, and until recently, he was closely aligned with President Duterte, who remains very popular. But even though everyone knows Pacquiao's name and he has a rags-to-riches story many can relate to, he actually didn't do much with his time in office.
Now, moving to Bongbong Marcos, the son of the former dictator Ferdinand Marcos, what's been the reaction to the dictator's son running for president now?
Yes, Bongbong's father was a strongman who ruled the Philippines between 1966 and 1986. It was a dark time. The Philippines was under martial law for nearly a decade. Political opponents were jailed. And the Marcos family is accused of stealing some $10 billion from government coffers. But all of that recent history is sort of being rewritten right now, says the political analyst Victor Manheed. And that's especially true on social media.
We've seen since 2016 a lot of misinformation with regards to the story, facts, figures of the Marcos years.
Manheed says Bongbong doesn't really have any defining moments to his political career up to this point, other than his last name.
You know, we've seen so many authoritarian types try and change the constitution of their country so they can run for a term not mandated in the constitution. Should we be surprised that Duterte, Rodrigo Duterte, did not try that?
So, Marco, he actually did try that earlier in his administration. He tried to drum up support for changing the constitution so he could run for another term. And the Filipino people are so traumatized because of the Marcos regime history that Duterte's effort to change the constitution so he could run again just never really got off the ground.
Ashley, I know it's super early. The election isn't until next May, but any idea who Filipinos are already favoring?
One recent poll says Sara Duterte, remember, she's not even running for president yet, is in the lead.
Wow.
With Bongbong and Pacquiao polling somewhere in the top four, and opposition leader Lenny Robredo didn't even crack the top five. So it's going to be exciting to see who in this star-studded presidential race can convince the Filipino people they have the answer to these really big problems, like managing the pandemic and the country's economic recovery. So it will be super interesting to follow in the coming months, Marco.
Reporter Ashley Westerman, thank you very much for breaking it down for us.
Thank you.